from John's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 40 to 53. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members, who had come to Jesus earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man because it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each one went to his own home. In 1980, an Australian couple, Lindy and Michael Chamberlain, suffered the loss of their two-month-old baby, Azaria, while on a camping holiday. They claimed a dingo, a wild dog, had taken her. At a subsequent coronial inquiry into the little girl's death, this was declared to be what happened. It was a tragedy for the parents who had longed for a daughter after having two sons. However, people doubted the truth of the story, and a media frenzy broke out, causing a second coronial inquiry and appeals going to Australia's High Court. With only circumstantial evidence, Lindy Chamberlain was convicted of murder and her husband an accessory. Their membership of the Seventh-day Adventist Church was used as evidence against them. 3 years later, another baby garment was found, proving Lindy Chamberlain's innocence, and that a dingo had in fact taken her baby. I have to admit to being amongst the many accusing her. It is a horrible indictment of our so-called human judgments. We see the same nastiness in today's gospel. The religious leaders leading the people to false judgment about Jesus and using sarcasm to ridicule those who stood for him. Nicodemus and the temple guards suffered the public humiliation by the priests and the Pharisees for defending the truth. We know this will end in the public trial and then the death of Jesus. Another travesty of justice. We worry about all sorts of sins of passion and their effects, and we need to, but we totally overlook these horrible character assassinations and false accusations that take place daily in our media. Some people do it for political gain, and countries do it to gain international power. It is a terrible indictment of our human weakness. Jesus did not defend himself, and yet he is our hero, whom we now call Divine Savior. We all need to be careful of the judgments we make and the words which too easily flow from our lips.